About a two-hour drive north of Jackson, Mississippi, is a small town tucked away into the heart of the Delta. Walking around Mound Bayou, there's not much to see. Some small convenience stores, old gas stations, and rundown relics of some of the first black-owned businesses in the state. This predominantly black town was founded by formerly enslaved people and settled by farmers like Mitch Williams, who grew up here in the 1930s.
We worked from sun to sun. If you would cut yourself, they didn't put no sutures in, no stitches in it. You wrapped it up and kept going.
Healthcare was practically non-existent, or the few options the community had were segregated. That is, until the Delta Health Center arrived in 1965. Williams was one of the first patients.
They were seeing patients in the local churches. They had mobile units. I had never seen that kind of comprehensive care.
The Delta Health Center is the first rural community health center in the nation. It's now one of about 1,400 across the country that receives federal funding to care for patients regardless of their ability to pay. These types of facilities serve about 30 million people. In the 60s, Mound Bayou residents lacked basic necessities, like clean drinking water. That's why civil rights worker and doctor Jack Geiger from New York traveled to the Mississippi Delta to test out the community health center model.
14,000 black people with a median annual family income of $900 a year, with an infant mortality rate of something like 70 per thousand.
That's Geiger speaking in a 1970s documentary called Out in the Rural. He says the mission of the center is to address the social factors that affect health.
And so sure, we have the physician, nurse, lab, but much more than that. We take health care into the home.
Mitch Williams, who eventually worked for the center, says the facility helped people insulate their homes, built outhouses, and provided food. He says if it weren't here today, he's not sure what would have happened to the local community.
It's frightening to think of it.
Half a century later, rural black Southerners are still confronting those same barriers to health during the COVID-19 pandemic. In April last year, black residents accounted for nearly half of all deaths in Alabama and over 70% of deaths in Louisiana and Mississippi.
We have a lot of chronic health conditions here, particularly concentrated in the Mississippi Delta, that lead to higher rates of complications and death with COVID, and it's been tough.
In Mound Bayou, like many small towns in the Delta, healthcare options are still lacking. Many hospitals have had to close over the years. Delta Health Center runs 17 sites in 5 Mississippi counties and has managed to vaccinate over 4,000 people. The majority have been black.
We don't have the National Guard, you know, lining up out here running our site. It's the people who work here.
Bethley says the center has seen success with vaccinations because of its history of trust. The Mississippi Health Department has been trying to tap into that. They asked for more partnerships with health centers in early April. But for much of the vaccine rollout, there haven't been as many options to get a vaccine in these rural parts of the state.
Well, it's an example of systemic racism that continues. It doesn't surprise people like me.
That's Dr. Robert Smith. He's a civil rights leader who is credited as the father of the community health center movement.
Mississippi was third world and so separated. The community health center movement was the conduit of physicians all over this country who believe that all people ought to have a right to health care.
Smith says that equal access to care in rural communities is just as critical during this global health crisis as it was in the 60s.
When health care improved for blacks, it will improve for all Americans.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chotlani.